It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got a crew from Helper Middle School. It's always fun to get them in and find out what's going on up there. We're going to be talking with a couple of groups. First up, we're going to have Marcos Navarro. He is the archery advisor up there and esports advisor. We're going to talk about those two crews up there at the middle school. And then, of course, we have to talk about the drama department because they have a show coming up that they've been working on, and it's The Jungle Book, and we'll be talking to them here in just a moment. Mr. Navarro, thank you. Thank you first and all and foremost for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So every time, and I just made a mention of this, when we talk about archery at schools in Carbon County, it's unbelievable the turnout that you get. Do you guys get the same there at the middle school in Helper?
Oh, yeah. We get a pretty good turnout every year when it comes to having, like, you know, hopeful archers to join the team and stuff. You know, smaller school, so it's not, like, as deep a roster, but for sure, like, we have a few broken hearts by the time season shows up.
But that's okay. It makes them hungry and stronger for next year, right?
Yeah, that ends up what happens.
So let's talk a moment about, have you had competitions and everything like that? I'm sure you've already gone through at least one or two.
We actually have our first one. It's a virtual shoot. So it's a charity shoot for St. Jude's Hospital. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually do it at the school. And we're going to open it up so that if parents want to come see, but it's essentially we have them on their own home turf. It's a good starter, like a good warm up for the state competition, which is actually in a couple of weeks.
And the state competition, where's that going to be held at this year?
That's going to be held at the archery range up in Ogden. Forgive me, I don't remember the
name. But that's fine. And then I believe that I heard that Nationals again is in Utah.
Yes, Sandy, Utah.
In Sandy. So they would be allowed to go to that.
Yes. So there is a minimum score, and I'm pretty hopeful. Like, we have a really good crew this year, and so I think we have a really good shot at making Nationals. And then we would just head up there in April, yeah.
And so the archery it's taken off in the district, and that's at every middle school, elementary, high school level, everything. Yeah, it's getting crazy, yeah, isn't it?
If you look at the state, I don't think Carbon County teams are outside of their division, outside of top five, maybe top six or seven. Like, Carbon County is an archery county in the state, and we're always showing up and, like, doing good, so.
All right, well, and then let's switch gears a little bit to something that maybe more of the kids kind of understand, esports, and it's a big, big deal, isn't it?
It's esports, actually, in the last couple of years has become a billion-dollar industry, and there's actually a focus of, like, you know, career and technical education around esports. So, yeah, it's getting huge.
Well, that's the one thing that, you know, I've always said when people talk about esports and those kinds of things, it's got to do wonders for their hand-eye coordination, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? The younger kids tend to do a little bit better than the older kids just because they have that just, like, fast, quick reflexes and stuff, you know. And practice, I'm sure, because they play some video games.
Now, do they have competitions? Have they gotten anything coming up? Or?
Yes, actually. So in fourth quarter, date to be announced, Pinnacle Academy is actually hosting a competition. They actually hosted one this past term. Helper Middle School showed up and got first place in the Mario Kart tournament, and we got fourth in Smash Brothers, which is not a bad showing for, like, the first year of having this program.
Right.
So. You know,
very good.
Things are going good.
So we need to keep an eye out for that as well. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking about it. You know, once again, archery and esports, two big things that are taking over the school district and at just about every level here in Carbon County. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Yeah,
now we're
going to
bring in this crew from the drama department, if that's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now we're being joined by two members of the cast of The Jungle Book. I've got Leah Sweeney and Izzy Prettyman in here with me. We're going to talk a little bit about the show itself. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate you.
Yeah, we like being here.
So let's talk a little bit about the two of you first. And Leah, I'm going to pick on you first, okay? First, have you done any theater at all before? Or is this like the first time you've done anything?
Okay. I have been doing drama since sixth grade.
So since sixth grade. And so this is what, the second or third show you've done, maybe?
Third, I think.
All right. That's good. Now, what have you done before?
I have done The Little Mermaid. I did Mulan last year.
Okay. So I guess my question now is, out of the three that you've done, and I know this is a tough question to answer, which one is your favorite? And this one can be your favorite because you're doing it right now. That's fine.
I think The Little Mermaid was my favorite.
Little Mermaid, pretty fun. Pretty fun. Now, is this still a fun show to do, though?
Was
this, is The Jungle Book been a fun one? All right, so Izzy, same question.
I've been doing theater most of my, like, career, basically. So I did the summer plays just locally, and then I started in sixth for the school. And I did all the same ones as she did, like, for sixth grade and stuff. And my favorite one would probably have to be Mulan. That was a fun play.
That was a fun show to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so let's talk about now the Jungle Book itself. This is, everybody should know the story of the Jungle Book. It's been mm-hmm. around for quite a while. In fact, I'm going to age myself and say when I was a little kid, I remember going and seeing the Disney movie in theaters. Like, so I, that's how old I am, Izzy. Don't look at me like that. So let's talk, Izzy, let's pick on you first. What part do you play in the Jungle Book?
I play Shere Khan the tiger in the Jungle Book.
So you're kind of a baddie.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a few intense fight scenes that are pretty cool to watch. So
all right,
that kind of scares me.
And Leah, same question.
I play Mowgli.
You're the main one, the main character.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the different characters in the show and how much fun they are.
We have a rapping capybara, which is really cool.
My personal favorite.
It's really funny. It's a great big part of the play. It's just kind of wrapping up things. We have a puppet snake for Ka. That's pretty cool.
The cheer team is going to do acrobatics.
And I heard something about you're going to have fire on stage.
So yes. We're going to have like these TV things, and it's going to look like there's like fire catching like up to like the set.
So you're going to have a lot of stuff going on in this show.
Mm-hmm.
The rapping capybara would be worth it just to go.
Yes.
That's worth the price of admission. That's
yes.
What
yes.
All right. So the question that I usually like to ask when we're talking about shows and stuff, and we'll get to the dates and the times and all that here in just a moment. And I'll ask this question of both of you. So let's see who. Let's pick on you first. I just picked on Izzy. So Leah, I'm going to ask you first. Is this something that you can see yourself continuing to do? Do you enjoy it that much that you're just wanting to, you know, this is something that it's in your blood now. I'm going to carry it on and go through high school and stuff and continue to do musicals and plays and things like that.
Yes, I love drama.
You like it? Okay, same question to you, Izzy.
Yes, I'm very much planning on doing a lot more drama in, like, the future and leading up to, like, possibly a career of that, but who knows?
Okay, so let's talk about now the show itself. Is there one cast? Is there two casts? Is this something that we may need to go see more than once?
So we have two different casts. Some of the characters are the same, but like there's two different Mowglis, two different Shere Khans, two different Baloos.
So you should go see it more than one time. Is what you're saying, if you want to see everybody in it. Okay, yeah. Now, and then, Izzy, same question to you. Is there an age limit, or who should go see this show?
If you want to have, like, a great night seeing a great play, then, like, everyone. Like, there is no age limit, really. Just everyone.
Okay. So let's talk now about, and you can the two of you can decide who's going to do this. Let's talk now about show times, where's it going to be, and what the cost is of it.
There are shows on March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. There are two shows on the 25th, one at 1 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Is there a cost to get into this?
Adults are $4.
Okay.
Children 3 to 18 are $3, and 2 and under are free.
All right. And then where's it going to be?
At the Rio Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the reason you've got some help from Helper City, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Helper City and who else? Kenny?
Kenny Driggs.
Kenny yeah. Driggs down there. They've been helping out with this. So this is going to be a great show. Lots of fun. It's the Jungle Book. You know the story. Go see this one, too, coming up in March. It's Helper Middle School and the Jungle Book. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We appreciate it. So for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.